We're excited to be joined by one of the best in the business. He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Lane, thank you so much for being with us.
It is always my pleasure, John.
It's opening day week. We love this week. We're jazzed about it. Excited to get you guys back here. But before that, it's Yankee Stadium. Lane, how special is it to open in New York and open at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, it's very special. To open in New York last year against the Mets, I thought was a really cool experience and a fun thing to be a part of, and probably a little bit even more special when it's against the Yankees. Granted, it's not old Yankee Stadium. It's the new stadium, but it's still cool. It's still cool to see the pinstripes on opening day. And look, this is a team that was in the World Series a year ago. They've been bit by the injury bug over the course of spring training, too. But these are two teams that figure to be right there when it's all said and done. And so you have a good matchup, too, for this opening series. It's a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. What's the strength of this Brewers team, do you believe, Lane?
I always think that the thing Matt Arnold and his group do, and Pat Murphy does a great job of managing, is the Brewers' depth. It gets tested. I think every team has their depth tested over 162 games. It's really hard to avoid that. But the Brewers got tested a lot last year with a ton of injuries, but their depth ultimately prevailed. Guys stepped up. Guys stepped up that weren't even really on their radar at the end of spring training. And I expect some of the same things to happen again here in 2025. The Brewers have dealt with some injuries, especially from a pitching standpoint, over the course of spring training. So they're going to be challenged in that way. But I think they have the depth to be able to get through these lean moments with some injuries and still be okay when it's all over. I do think probably, though, if you're going to single anything out, I think this is a very strong lineup. I think it's going to be one of the better offenses the Brewers have featured in recent years. Yelich looks healthy. He looks like himself. It's been impressive to see him swing the bat this spring. And it is spring training. You take it with a grain of salt. But the biggest thing you wanted to see from him was health and driving the baseball. He's doing both of those things. Jackson Churiel looks poised to take that next step into superstardom. And then you have, good athleticism 1 through 9 in this lineup. So even though you lose Willy Adames, you really add Christian Yelich back into this lineup. And you have another year of development for young players like Sal Frelick and Jackson Churiel and Bryce Terang. And a healthy Garrett Mitchell, hopefully, is a lot to this team. A healthier Reese Hoskins probably results in a little bit better offensive production. So I just think when you factor all those things in, this is an offense that has a chance to be pretty dynamic this season.
Lane Grindle with us from Arizona here on WTMJ. Lane, I kind of chuckle at the headlines that the Reds are going to do this, the Cubs, despite their faltering in Japan, or maybe the favorites to win the division. Do people on the team, the players, like being overlooked? Do they like the chip on the shoulder, the we'll just stay under the radar and play good baseball aspect of this?
I think they embrace it. I don't know if they like it, but I think they embrace it. I think they understand that this is the way it is every spring training. Somebody has a sexy pick to win the NL Central, and the Brewers just kind of smile and shrug their shoulders, and then they go win the division. It's just what they do. And it's been fun to be that team, I think, for these guys. I think they have embraced the fact that that is what it is, and they've enjoyed proving people wrong year after year. And I think the expectations for this team are certainly higher than what they were a year ago. Last year, most people looked at the Brewers and thought, oh, there's going to be an obvious drop-off. And clearly, as we know, there wasn't one. I don't think people expect a drop-off from the Brewers this year. What I think they probably expect is that the Reds get better simply by adding Terry Francona into the mix. And I don't know that they're wrong in assuming that. That the Cubs went out and made some additions to their major league roster, and everybody's been waiting for them to take that big jump. And maybe this is the year where they do that, but I will still tell you, and I'm biased, but if I had to pick a team in this division, I'm still picking the Brewers. Until somebody beats them, that's where I'm going to go with this, because they have a formula that's proven to work, and I think that formula is still very much in play this season.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. It'll be good to get you back home here shortly. Lane, thanks for always spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
John, always appreciate it.